Check, check, check. We are rolling. Hey, real quick, what did you think the hockey players thought? The hockey players aren't the wokest? No way. Hi, how's it going? That was fun to be excited about something American for all of 16 hours. And then it got nuked because for some reason, why are we drinking beer in the locker room with the FBI director? What are we doing? That's not even the part that I'm most hung up on. Hey, we're just firing right in also on this. It's just me. If you can hear it in my nose, been a tough couple of, like a week now at this point, being sick. You can't cook for people when you're sick, unless your roommate's also sick, and then you get to make sick boy burritos for everybody. Yeah, it was great at the doctor. When I was there just for the checkup, and they were talking about shots. It was like, hey, did you get your flu shot? No, I don't like needles. Don't put a straw into my body that takes my blood. I thought that was a mosquito and those are bad. That's my blood. Don't take that from me. Or I guess for shots, it's putting stuff in. I just don't like needles. And so I asked, I was like, hey, you know, it's middle to late February. Do I really need to get a flu shot? Are we out of the woods? What's the deal here? And the comparison was driving with a seatbelt on. I think I said that. It was like, hey, yeah, you know, you're fine. Hey, whatever. Nope, we crashed. I don't even know if it's the flu. I just feel terrible. The hubris. Icarus's waxed wings melted when his snot flew from his nose. God. You make it through all of winter and then just get blasted. Oh. Did you make it through the blizzard also? Or did you get blasted by that? Because at least that lined up with sickness. People are like, oh, stay inside. Stay safe. It's like, yeah, don't worry. I'm not going anywhere. This is not how you operate. I'm always astounded by the people that are like, I'm clearly ill and I'm going to go out in public and use communal things. Looking at comedians that do any form of mic or show, clearly ill. I don't think I got this from one of them. Anyway, what did you think the hockey players thought? Jesus. There's like four black people in the league, probably. There's none of them on Team USA. I can think of like literally one black kid that I ever played with. His name was Malik. He was one of the best players. Our team had one play. It was called Give the Puck to Malik. He threw up in between periods. No one knew why. He was on a travel team for about 2 weeks and then just left. And we were all like, man, remember Malik? That was a fun time in our lives. We were good then. A kid on the high school team was like maybe Filipino or something. Like, and that was our diversity. What did you think they thought? Hockey, this has been, I feel so vindicated. If you watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine at all, or if you just search the clip, Captain Holt, Brooklyn Nine-Nine vindication, that's how I feel. For the longest time, I've had, it is the most beautiful game inhabited by the dumbest humans that walk this earth. That's just the unfortunate truth about hockey. It is a privileged sport. The only people that can play it are the ones with access to it. It's not like any other sport where you can just pick up a ball and go outside. You need an exorbitant dollar amount of equipment. You need to find ice, which that's expensive. It takes a village to raise a hockey player. And part of being in a village is just access to privilege. A privilege with that many people around you that can help you, whether it's monetarily or not. And that's the unfortunate truth of hockey, is that it is just, I came from a very privileged area too, where you can play hockey, you can play all of the waspy sports. These are the humans that I'm... Be mad, don't be surprised that the 24-year-old rich athletes who play hockey are maybe assholes. And by maybe, I mean at least tone deaf, at least not aware of their surroundings. I mean, it's crazy. Fucking Quinn Hughes plays for the Minnesota Wild. Remember all the stuff that was going on in Minnesota? And then he's just reposting stuff on social media of him drinking beers with Cash Patel. It's like, bro, people were shot in your state. This was a rallying moment for the regular human. Because again, I'm fully on it's up versus down, not left and right. And like this, everyone rallied around this. This was something that like normal Americans got behind. And then just reminded that it's a big party and you're not in it. It's a big, big shindig where some people can hop on a private jet and chug beers on our dime just because of their job position. It's fucking crazy. God damn it. And it was such a good hockey game. It was such a good game. It was one of the first games I've watched in a while in general, but then also that made me feel like why I almost missed playing hockey. Almost. I guess I did. It made me miss playing hockey. For the first time in over a decade. That's how good that game was. It was perfect. It was fast-paced. It was exciting. It was chances on chances. I mean, the American goalie, Connor Hellebuck, is standing on his head. It was perfect. It's a perfect game. I mean, except for the 3-on-3 stuff. That's if you want to. I don't. That's my personal stance. I don't think, especially an Olympic game, should be decided by 3-on-3 overtime. That's crazy to me. That's not hockey, but that's not. It's neither here nor there. We're getting into the weeds of ticky-tack sports opinions. I just don't think that's hockey. Anyway, it was a perfect game. I mean, and hockey has been on the up. I mean, there's so many people now because of the gay hockey story, heated rivalry. That's literally what it is. Also, I'm not calling it gay. Like, it literally is. It is the smuttiest gay smut out there right now. Also involving hockey. I asked Tanner, past guest, because I guess he got roped into it by his wife. His wife very coyly was like, "Hey, have you heard anything about this show, Heated Rivalry? It's about hockey." I just like left it there, and it was like, "Yeah, sure, I guess." What else are we going to watch? And he was like, yeah, and you know what? It wasn't really about hockey. Anyway. Heated Rivalry is taking over the land. And hockey has always been the least followed of the major American sports. It's so far in the rearview mirror of baseball, football, basketball, that it was a punt. It's a punt. It was a punchline for a while, and still, ice fell off the roof, and still is in a way. And now the NHL is doing like a ton of work, and still, they have plenty of pride nights that. Players, of course, still are like, I don't want to wear a rainbow jersey. It goes against God. It's like, shut up, Mark Stahl or Jordan Stahl, one of the Stahl brothers. I don't know. Go away. But the popularity was growing, and the idea that it was a accepting league was permeating throughout certain conversations, and It's just shitty to see it played out where crappy jokes are made at the expense of another person deemed lesser, and that quote-unquote lesser is not in the room, so everyone laughs. But publicly, they're like, yeah, we support the women's goal, too. Like, it's the same goal, guys. They weigh the same. You got the same crappy stuffed animal. And I will... Yeah, sometimes when you're uncomfortable and someone makes a joke that, everyone else laughs at, or you're uncomfortable, you laugh. That laughter is not always a humorous reaction. It's also not always an appropriate reaction. Sure, I completely hear that side as well and acknowledge it. How just as much as I've said on here, like, man, hockey rules, but the people that play it suck. We've also talked as much about two things can be true at once. Two opposing sides, two faces of the same coin can come up when you flip it. It's were some people in that locker room maybe laughing at the joke just at, because everyone else did? Yeah, maybe. But don't think that's an okay excuse. Dude, I think, like, it's crazy that the Hughes brothers, like, their mom works for the women's team and, like, was one of the first people to play for the women's team. Like, I'd be terrified my mom would scorch me. Like, dude, I don't care if you're a 25-year-old NHL star or whatever. Like, your mom can still put you into the ground however they decide. No one, like, I should just, you know what? No, I'm not surprised. I was going to say, I should take my own advice and just say, in the mirror, yes, you can be angry, but don't be surprised. And yeah, you know what? I'm not surprised. And I think that's just what another thing of, like, yep, hockey was going well for a little bit. And oh, the people who play it ruined it. What a shock. Color me shocked. Oh man. Could never have seen this one coming. God. I'm so ready for not this season. Okay. But I did have some fun. The Blizzard, everyone's losing power. Not metaphorically this time. Although, again, it seems like everyone's drained. But that was a big... If you're listening and it's like sunny and not snowy where you are, I hate you, but congrats. That's pretty cool. Because, wow, Boston got wrecked. Providence... like full 3 feet of snow or something, 38 inches. I can't even fathom that. It's like I'm 5'10 and a quarter. How many? That's okay. We can do this. 12 times 5 is 60 plus. That's 70 inches. That's like half of my body in snow. Crazy. Stepping outside and just disappearing up to your waist sounds terrifying and apocalyptic. But it's always nice for it that when it's happening, it's nice. It's like, oh, everyone, you can't do anything except enjoy whatever fun you can make. And I think that's, you know, I was talking to someone who said that they lost power. And wouldn't you know it, it was the best family night they've had in a while. Which reminded me of growing up, we lost power pretty frequently in my childhood home. And it was some of the better memories that I had, or not bad, but like some of the fondest, I guess, of like, we had nothing to do. We had to make our own fun. We had to order dinner. There were like candlelight. It almost like, you know, it shocks the system. It switches up the status quo. So I'm thankful though that old Hooker Boy Studios didn't lose power, because wouldn't have been a family night over here. I think me and my roommate just would have maybe stared at each other. That's partially why I came in here and did this episode, because of the blizzard, and I need to go shovel and unbury my car. I saw so many, like, warnings from various news outlets of, like, the, you know, best times to shovel, stay inside. It was just, so many of them boiled down to, like, if you're old, don't. You'll die. Don't go outside. Find someone young who can do this for you, or be a sacrifice. You're not gonna make it. Your frail bones can't lift the wet snow. The wind will take you away. Stay inside, eat your Werther's Originals, and get a cup of tea going. Of course, also, the didn't stop people from... There's a travel ban, and there's still... An email came through from my day job of the office manager being like, with the travel ban in effect, we recommend please staying home. We know some of you are coming into the office. If you have to... It's fine, I guess. We don't want the blood on our hands. I did the last snowstorm. One of those humans. an old guy. A very old gentleman called out from his window and was like, hey, can you, you want to make a couple bucks? Can you unbury my car and shovel it out? And I was like, please don't pay me. I will do it just because it's the right thing to do. It'd be crazy if I was like, yes, what's your rate? I see you're calling to me with an oxygen tank. The tubes are in your nose. How much you got on you? I don't want you to die from the snow. It seems like there's already a plan in place. That was such an easy job. It blows my mind, too, that there's... I mean, I completely understand snow doesn't exist in everywhere. But, like, it always does... It breaks my brain a little bit seeing the videos of people react to snow for the first time. Because I've seen snow... I don't even remember the first time I saw snow. That's how just... much I've seen snow living in the Northeast my whole life, and then going to college in Vermont. The opposite video is me of like going to San Diego, and it's like it's 70 degrees every day. What do you mean it's happy all the time? No way. It's such a joyous thing of like, oh, snow, I've never seen this before. It's like, you'll get tired of it. You'll get tired of it real fast. Fun of the moment. The next day when everything is still slippery and weirdly gray and mushy, you get tired of it. If you ski, it makes sense. If you snowboard. But again, I'm the guy that went to school in Vermont, bought the ski pass for a season, never used it, and said, all right, I guess I'm not a skier. I like golf, and yet still here we are in the Northeast. Let me just be a 70-year-old man. But yeah, shoveling was, as a kid, to make money was such a good, it was the maybe the best kid job. You were a little freelance contractor going door to door. May I shovel your driveway for a small stipend? And then, of course, you get to the, it's the reverse. You get to the old people and you're like, okay, never mind. Veto. You can keep your money. I'll just shovel your driveway for the goodness of my heart. And because my parents told me I have to. Yeah, it was always a bummer when, like, hey, go shovel some driveways and make some money. And then the only driveway that wanted to be shoveled were the old people in the neighborhood who you weren't allowed to take money from. And you're like, okay, I guess I'm just being a nice kid. Sure. I miss lemonade stands more. I think it'd be very fun to do one, because they're always fun. But I think if you, as a 31-year-old man, set up a sign and, like, a little, you know, like a menu, you know, like 50 cents to a dollar, most people would think it was a trap of some sorts instead of just trying to kill an afternoon in the sun. Some poor kid, no idea, just walking along with their parent, like, oh, mom, look, a lemonade stand. I do those. That's so fun. Can we stop? I'm thirsty. Like, no, that's an adult, man. That's not lemonade. Something's in that. That's not. Keep walking. Don't look at him. All right, my nose is, I keep having to pause to blow my nose. Don't be surprised that the rich athletes, the young rich athletes, are disconnected. You can be frustrated, of course, because it is very frustrating. I have to invite the women, otherwise they'll impeach me. Jesus Christ. What a fucking loser. So yeah, don't be frustrated, but again, don't be surprised that privilege showed privilege. These people make $1 million, millions of dollars to glide around on ice. And they're fucking good at it. It's bread and circuses. And the people in the circus, of course, are going to think that their position is greater than, even if they're talking about their fellow circus performers. Just be happy you watched a good game of hockey, and that the people who take repeated injuries to the head probably won't say the smartest things or have the best scope of empathy. And be happy that's not your brain. Okay. I wish I could take NyQuil at 2:30 in the afternoon and go to sleep. I hope this little half hour helped you kill some time with whatever it is you're doing, and I hope the next half hour you have to kill goes just as smooth. Alrighty. Talk to you later. Love you. Bye.